Nicely with Martin Besser.
Yeah, you know what? You can't get away from the chat around energy, power, Eskom load shedding, blah, blah, blah. But I want to get to a point now. It's like I'm done with it now. I just want to set myself and my house and my life up in such a way that you don't even need to send me the schedule. I don't know. And you hear people, one person says, go solar. Other person says, no, don't go solar. It's so expensive to what. And then the big batteries and this and that. Talk to me. Be specific, please. Is there a solution? What is a solution? Is it reasonable? Does it really work?
There is something that you guys can do. It's called a UPS. Not that expensive. One UPS, 1 kilowatt plus 2 solar panels, and the installation cost me 15,000. I can run 90% of my house or that during load shedding or for about 2 days without electricity.
For 15 grand?
Sure.
That seems very reasonable. Thank you for that.
Pryse. Martin, kom ek sê net vir jou, dis nie nou die tyd om te koop nie. Ek het baie navorsing gedoen in hierdie afgelope jaar en ek kom agter die tye wanneer daar krag is en nie load shedding is nie, dan is die pryse 'n sekere prys. Nou dat ons op stage 6 is, is die goed sommer 40% duurder.
Huh?
So ek dink ons moet maar wag dat Eskom dalk eendag al hulle ducks in 'n row het. Ek het nie baie hoop nie, maar ja, as ons nie hoop het nie, wat bly oor vir ons?
It's like when they have summer clothing on sale in winter.
That's true.
That's the time to buy.
That's when I buy. Grown up.
Anton, môre, hoe gaan dit?
Gaan vanself, meester.
Lekker, lekker, dankie. Waar vanaf bel jy?
Ek sit nou so langs die pad net buite Mokopane en Limpopo en vries lekker.
Mooi wêreld. Praat met my. Wat is die oplossing?
Okay, ja, hier is die story. Ek het in Centurion gebly tot so 2 jaar terug en ek het moeg geword vir hierdie goed in die stad en so, ek kyk na die riots en ek gaan nie eens praat oor die lockdown nie. My persoonlijke opinie is, Eskom kan nie gefiks word nie. So, ons het toe maar 'n plannetjie gemaak, uitgetrek na 'n plot toe. My huis in die mark gesit en ek het solar, 'n gasgeyser en 'n boorgat. En ek weet nie van load shedding nie, as mense my bel uit die stad, ek praat daarvoor, is, moet ek myself herinner dat so iets bestaan.
Maar die solar,
kostes,
ja?
Yes. Okay, ek het begin met 'n, en kyk, daar is bietjie meer hierdie kultuurskok en goeders, maar my aanvanklike systeem is R50,000 gewees.
Okay.
Alright. Ek het begin met daai ding, ek het gehoor jou een luisteraar het nou net gesê met daai UPS, een KVA en so. Dis waarmee ons begin het. En dan plak jy hom in by Eskom, hy help jy so bietjie. Dit was toe ons nog in Pretoria was.
Ja.
Maar jy kan vir daai systeem plak jy nou solar panels in soos wat jy nou elke maand dalk 'n paar rand het of wat ook al, en later kan jy hom van die hoofkrag afhaal. En dis hoe ons gebou het, so jy bou hom so stadig.
So jy begin.
En ek weet julle,
ja.
Jy begin met so 'n UPS ding, met so 'n hulp. As jy nie die kontant het om nou te gaan 50,000 of 100,000 neersit.
Okay.
Dan daai ou se UPS plan is goed en dan bou jy hom uit. Jy kan meer batterye insit, jy kan meer panele sit. Jy moet net die huiswerk reg doen dat jy sien hoe scalable is jou stelsel, want jy kan nie oneindig opbou nie. Daar's 'n catch.
En dan hoor ek mense wat sê as daai battery vervang moet word.
Ja, dan kreun jy. Hulle is duur, so daar's maar 'n koste wat jy nou uitwerk. As jy 'n goeie battery koop, gaan hy jou 10 tot 15 jaar hou, as jy mooi oppas kan jy meer as dit kry. Nou werk jy uit R20,000 oor 10 of 15 jaar. Hoeveel is dit? Dis nie eintlik so baie nie, reg? Okay. Of R50,000 self.
Just quickly, I think we presume a lot. I think we presume a lot that everyone understands what you're saying.
Yeah, and nobody does.
Okay, so the battery is the thing that runs the house.
So yeah, look, the battery
it's not the
is
same as
the main game.
Is it like an inverter? No. So
you have the battery. Okay, so the solar panels charge your batteries, right?
Yes.
So the battery is what it's all about. So what the inverter does is it takes that 12 volt or 24 volt or 48 volt or whatever it would be, the way you rigged it, and converts that to 220 volt. And then you have normal electricity.
Yes.
So the battery is really what it's about, and you'll also find that's what bites you the hardest.
How big is this battery?
But now it depends. You get from a 100 amp hour small thing that looks like a car battery, a gel battery, up to the big lithium ions that give you maybe 500 kilowatt hours at 5 kilowatt.
That's the one you want.
Yeah, that's the big guy.
How much does that one cost?
That's about 45,000.
45,000 for that big battery. And that'll power your
house.
That
inverter, yeah, but that whole system with the panels and the inverter, you'd be looking at about 100,000.
Okay.
But you don't have to get the panels right away. So you can get away for about 60. And if you, while it's Eskom, you know, let it run. They call it a hybrid inverter. So your Eskom power runs through it the whole time, but as soon as it switches off, you go over to battery. So you don't even realize it. And if you have one of those big boys, those 50k jobs, it'll run a proper house like something you stay in Irene for a few days. Unless you go crazy, heating is your cost. That's the thing that charges power.
Thanks for that.
And then regarding cost, I just want to say one thing. I think a lot of people are being overcharged exactly because they don't know what they're dealing with. So you need to do research, join a social media group, find out.
Yeah.
But I can tell you now, a rule of thumb should be around 10 to 11,000 for every kilowatt.
10 to 11,000 for every kilowatt. Okay, well,
if you've got a big house, you might need 5, a small house, 3 is the right thing.
Okay, all right, well, that's some really good tips. Thank you for that, Anton. Dankie dat jy gedeel het, hoor.
Meneer, het is een groot plezier, meneer. Het is mijn zaak voor bijna naar bij de hart liggen. Ik moet eigenlijk mal over mijn leven totaal al verander. Ek sal nie terug gaan nie, al kan ek. Es kom ons.
Dit vat daai irritasie en die angs en alle onsekerheid.
Ja, man.
En jy weet, verstaan jy, mense is besig. Dit is soveel goed wat jy al moet worry. Nou moet jy nog wat se schedule en nou gaan jy kinders voer en al. Nee,
Nee, korrek. It is expensive, but change your lifestyle a little bit and go for it. Dit is 'n groot koste, maar dit bepaal 'n groot deel van jou lewe.
Dis Dankie hoor. Dankie Anton, cheers man. We're going to take. Do we have time? This is a quick one. Willem, morre.
Goeiemorre, Martin. Hoe gaan het?
Lekker, dankie. Ons het nou lekker gehoor van Anton. Stem jy saam? Is het solar met die batterij, inverter, daai hele systeem?
Ja, ek is 'n klinik anders. Ek het 'n solar geyser, wat nog steeds gekoppel is aan Eskom. So ek kan hom boost as ons een paar slechte dae in termen van weer, reen, keet, wolken gehad het. So en hy draa ons redelijk door die tijd. En dan het ek een gasstoof nou onlangs in gesit, daar kyk jy na so 20.000 bed installatie en 2 gasbottels, so jy kan so in die gasbottels door 3 tot 4 maanden elk te hou, so jy kan daar met oorskak dus hier een bottel leeg raak.
So.
En dan het ek so 10 paneel solar stelsel, hy is nog een bykie te klein, op vlak 6 het ons nou gestaan, bykie uit kracht uit gehad, loop. Hy is ook een hybrid, so die son laai om, hy is gestel dat hy op die tijd solar gebruik, maar sodra hy die batterij die stelsel beskerm homself en die batterij, soos die batterij te laag begin raak, dan automatisch gooi jy terug Eskom toe, as daar Eskom krag is, so,
daar 10 panels too small. Wat het julle setup jou gekos?
Maar die stoof was so geyser so
hang on, you got bad mobile signals, that means you must be in Pretoria, Johannesburg. The guy is sitting outside Mokopane in the veld, a better signal. I know that you are in the economic hub of the continent because you have crap mobile signal, which we'll get to on another day. Willem,
the rest of the solar stelsel for the panels, the inverter and the battery was for 80,000. So I kort nog so 60, dan sak jy almal van die grid af.
It's about 150. I'm hearing 100 to 150.
It is totally worthwhile because you don't have all this worry about lights going off and power going off and all this nonsense.
Can you pay it off?
I saved up and did it cash. But in terms of your savings, I mean, my electricity usage at the moment is like 300 kilowatts per month, which is nothing.
Yeah.
If down from 1,500.
Yeah. So that saving like a good solution.
Yeah, absolutely.
Willem, bye, dankie hoor vir die oproep. So thank you for all the messages coming in, and keep them coming in. We're going to catch up with Chris Vaillant Yelland in a moment, and just he's an energy expert, and just consolidate all these ideas and things with each other. 084 850 0942. CTM's manager special deals offer you big savings on stylish floor, wall, and outdoor tiles. Visit any CTM to find the perfect fit for your home or project. Shop for locally made quality tiles at a CTM store near you. Deals are valid now until the 30th of June while stocks last. CTWare, now you deserve a beautiful home.
With your other family, your morning family.
Good morning.
Breakfast with Martin Besser.